This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, September 12, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, the Citizens Bank on Enon Street, Route 1 in Beverly, was robbed Saturday, the fourth heist in a string of bank robberies in the area in recent weeks. The bank, located inside the Stop and Shop supermarket, reported the robbery at 4:40 p.m., according to Beverly police. Police say Monday the incident remains under investigation and could not say whether or not police believe the robberies are connected. The three robberies that occurred in Danvers, however, were perpetrated by the same suspect, according to Danvers police. The suspect from Saturday is described as a white male, about 6 feet tall, and wearing a plain gray hooded sweatshirt, black shorts, a black hat, and white sneakers. More on this story in today's Salem News, written by Ariana McNeil. The state is expanding Lynn's Cultural District. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, Bill Brotherton writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that 5 years ago, the Massachusetts Cultural Council, MCC, named the downtown as one of the state's first arts and cultural districts. Yesterday, the MCC not only renewed the downtown Lynn Cultural District designation, but expanded it as well. Lynn Auditorium, which brings dozens of internationally known musicians and entertainers to the city annually, is now included within the district. North Shore Community College also falls within its borders. The area also now includes Market, Oxford, Union, Buffett, Liberty, and Mount Vernon streets, and important players such as High Rock Tower, Girls Inc., Greater Lynn Senior Services, and many of the city's restaurants. Carolyn Cole, director of the Lynn Cultural District, said the designation is good for 5 years. Cultural districts create new opportunities for economic development in gateway cities such as Lynn. Drew Russo, executive director of Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, said, "So much is going on culturally in Lynn that redesignation and expansion makes sense." Joseph Mulligan, Lynn's mass development liaison, who has played an integral part in coordinating the arts and cultural community with the citywide economic development, is also on board. Quote, "The expansion of the arts and cultural district and the efforts to expand the historical district continues the momentum downtown and bodes well for the future and vibrancy of the downtown," he said. "This is a real positive." There is more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill. Thank you, sir. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, new rules that would govern walking tours in Salem were first introduced to city councilors this past spring, but they likely won't be in effect in time for the city's busiest tourist season in October. A set of guidelines is still sitting in front of the council's Ordinances, Licenses, and Legal Affairs Committee, a board of five councilors tasked with digging specifically into city rule changes and legal issues. The new rules, proposed by Mayor Kim Driscoll, would add restrictions for tours using voice amplifiers on some downtown streets, candles, or any other item with a flame, and limiting tours to a specific headcount. ItemLive.com is reporting that the polls opened in Lynn, Medford, and Peabody at 7 a.m. today, as preliminary elections are being held to narrow the field in all those cities. But there are exceptions. The race for city councilor at large in Lynn has eight candidates seeking four seats. As a result, all the hopefuls, including three incumbents, will be on the November 7 final ballot. Candidates seeking the post are Donna Coppola, John Ford, Lorraine Gately, Jared Nicholson, Cherish Casey, Brian Castellanos, Elizabeth Rosario Gervaccio, Natasha Mejia-Madri, Jessica Murphy, and Michael Satterwhite. Different story in Lynn for Ward 2 councilor. Four candidates are seeking the open seat. Two will be eliminated. And the contest between Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy and Senator Thomas McGee, Democrat from Lynn, will provide some idea who has the momentum going into the fall. More on the story in today's itemlive.com. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.